On the fourth day of trying to impanel a jury, prosecutors and attorneys for George Zimmerman have interviewed 24 potential jurors, but are still 10 short of being able to move forward towards the next step of questioning. A potential juror questioned Thursday said he didn't know much about the matter, but that he's heard differing viewpoints about the altercation through Facebook threads. They say that Zimmerman hunted Martin down in a car, got out and tackled him to the ground and shot him. But another juror says, no, it was Trayvon that came up to George, and George just defended himself. Attorneys need to find 6 jurors and 4 alternates. But today, Judge Deborah Nelson announced that she is sequestering the jury. Anyone on this jury will be sequestered for perhaps a month, possibly 2. George Zimmerman is facing the biggest fight of his life. George, a frequent caller to 911, told the dispatcher that he was following a suspicious young man. And the dispatcher asked him, are you following him? George replied, yes, I am. And the dispatcher told him, you don't need to do that. A scuffle ensued and George Zimmerman shot and killed the unarmed 17-year-old. Racial tensions across the country are reminiscent of the Rodney King case in Los Angeles 20 years ago. Potential jury members range from those that seem very credible all the way to some that have absolutely made up minds, and also the age range was very diverse. There was a young man that showed up in shorts, a t-shirt, and his sunglasses hanging on the t-shirt. He was in high school, in fact, when this incident occurred last year. There was another one who's taking care of his grandchild. This evening, we attended the local NAACP launch party in Florida, where we met up with Turner Clayton Jr., who's the president of the Seminole County branch of the NAACP.
Can you give us your name, please?
Turner Clayton Jr.
And you're the
president of the Seminole County branch, NAACP.
Seminole County?
Yes.
I'm asking specifically about the fact that we're still choosing a jury, George Zimmerman trial, and we were wondering, what's your viewpoint?
Well, right now, we in the community is only looking for one thing, a fair and just verdict during the trial.
And do you believe at this point we're going to get that?
Well, it depends on the type of jury that the state and the defense come up with. But I think if they are fair and impartial, they should render a fair and impartial verdict.
Now, you realize that today Judge Deborah Nelson decided that she's going to sequester the jury?
Yes, I heard about that, yes.
What's your opinion on that?
Well, that could be for the benefit of the jury in order to keep from having outside influences, especially from news media, television reports, and also computer access from the Internet.
Do you think that if the verdict is that Mr. Zimmerman gets to walk away from this, do you think it's going to have a social effect on the community?
Well, the community already look at the criminal justice system as unfair, and so this will be nothing new. It'll just be that the way they was trying to set things up is going to justify to the community that, hey, this was just a flop all the time. We knew this was going to happen.
Excellent. Thank you for taking the time.
This is Ruthie DiTucci working with Michelle Bostic, who contributed to this report. We are reporting live from the NAACP launch party in Orlando, Florida, for syndicatednews.net.